We're live.
We are back from recess. Gentlemen, was there any other superintendents that wanted to speak to the...
I won't add too much because I think that my two predecessors have done a great job of explaining our position and our thoughts and our reason for being here. I will tell you that we decided this year as a group that we wanted to educate ourselves better on assessed valuations and how they worked around the state. So, and you know, when Chuck came on board, we informed him early. We all sat down with the State Tax Commission back several months ago at this point and just as an educational setting for us to learn more about this and have a better understanding, because we share the same thoughts and feelings that you guys do. I know you've mentioned it several times that you feel a real responsibility to the citizens of the county to make sure that assessments are right and taxes are right, that we feel the same thing. When the assessed valuations come to us and we set the levy, we want to make sure that we're fair. And Brandy used a good reference of that lady that's in a double wide that may not know that increase is coming, may not be able to handle it. I think our goal is to, it lays on the same factors. If the assessed valuations come in low, then we raise the levy, then she's back in the same setting. She can't pay then her taxes off that. I think the things that we would request is that things are assessed fairly, they're equitable. I completely understand your question of how can you assess a property at a 5% increase if you haven't seen it. I understand where you're coming from. I got an increase at home personally, and my hope is that my home continues to increase. I know that's not the case with every property, but I think Brian said it well, that if we move backwards continually, we're all going to be in a bad situation. I want to thank you for allowing us to attend and to speak and to listen to us. You've all brought up good points and a lot of points that we've discussed. You know, Forsyth so far has seen an increase. I don't know where we'll fall if these changes are made. So I know Branson's on the other side of that, but it's been okay for us. The main thing for me is I just want you to know that as school districts and as Forsyth School District here at the county seat, that you know our goal is we're not wanting to point a finger and say that the assessed valuations are low and we're going to have to raise our levy based on that. What we want to do is I'm here to make sure that you know that we pay attention to these things. We hope to work as partners in this as we move forward. We want you to know that we're here for the students and the kids and the families in the county and in the district the same as you are for the constituents and the patrons. I want to thank you guys for the opportunity to come and listen and allow us to speak. Like I said, the guys in front of me did a very good job of stating our situations, but I appreciate your time, appreciate your thoughts, and you know, when you think about those folks you want to be responsible to and answer to, just think about the kids in our district to make sure, you know, when you leave these meetings and everything's right to where you feel it needs to be, and we'll work from there. But appreciate your time.
You know, you guys and everybody had similar points. You know, one of them was that we're not here to talk about taxes, we're here to talk about assessed values. Mm-hmm. So if that is the case, which it is, we're here to talk about assessed values. And I don't want to get in a fight with you guys. I hope you all know that. Then don't bring up levies if you're going to have to raise them or lower them based on what our decisions are. If our decisions are to be made on what's fair and what's right and what's the correct assessment, then the levies have nothing to do with it.
Well,
is that fair?
That's a true statement, okay. But I'll explain why we bring that up.
Well, I understand why you bring it up, because you're bringing up taxes and how much money you have. And I understand. Trust me.
Sure.
I understand how it all works.
Right. We bring it up because this is the numbers that we're
giving. You're bringing it up to pull up the emotional. Anyways, so our job is to make sure it's fair and the values are assessed correctly.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
You cannot tell me that it's fair to raise somebody's taxes 5% and you haven't even looked at the place.
And that's where I stay. That's not my duty. My duty is to show that as an absolutely 100% agree.
So we're looking at the assessed value.
Absolutely.
You guys are looking at what you have to do after you get the assessed value.
Exactly. So our goal is to...
You.
Yes, sir.
That's on you.
Our goal is to make sure that you understand...
We do understand.
That...
And I guess my goal is to make sure you guys understand, trust me, it's not easy here and it's not easy there.
We're all
in agreement on that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, absolutely. And that's what we want you to know, that we respect the difficulty of your job, we want you to respect the difficulty of ours, and I think that's why we're here. So I think right. You said that correctly. So
yeah, like again, you know, Dr. Heyer and I, we have not played golf in a while, but I enjoy his mm-hmm. time, and Dr. Wilson, we, you know, I don't know you gentlemen very well, but
sure.
So this is nothing's personal here. I want to make sure that everybody knows that.
And I think that's why we're here
right.
in person.
No, I understand that. So but yeah. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate all your gentlemen's comments. Again, I don't make motions, and so it's up to the board to do that. But anybody else have any comments?
No, I'm going to make the statement that I appreciate you being here. I think that the fact that you are involved is a great deal for the county. As a matter of fact, I personally invited all the superintendents from every school. I think every taxing entity ought to have somebody here, at least part of BOE, to see what's going on. And I think when they're here, they better understand how we, as a group, have to do our job. And we also have got an education for some of us that how you do your job.
Yeah, and it's
and how it affects
Absolutely.
What you do. I agree with Brandon exactly. We have a job to do to set something straight here, and it's all a personal feeling because every one of us live in the county, and every
Absolutely.
One of us see our school districts and want them to do good. And so, I'm inviting you back. Next year or following year.
Probably think we don't ever want to come back.
No, we'll be back, and you know, I know you're all voting members of the board, and I know you do a good job, so appreciate you listening to us, and just we'll take the numbers that we're given and work with them and just ask that they're fair and equitable. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
David?
You really don't want to? Mr. Kerbo, you've got 4 minutes, Mr. Kerbo. You can do whatever you want.
I had a question.
Yeah.
It just popped in my head just a second ago, if I can get it out. When talking about levies, I think it's important to remember that the school districts on the form, and Dr. Heyer, correct me if I'm wrong, the levies are really set by the entire school district, not by an individual property owner. So if an individual property assessed valuation is higher or lower, that really, the school district's levy is by the total, not just individual.
You're looking at the entire picture.
Yeah. The only question that I had is it was brought up about Kirbyville and the golf carts. That's a lot of golf carts. I was just wondering if someone or when would I get information about that personal property, big thing in Kirbyville. I don't know.
I'm assuming that
I don't know if the BOE does anything with that.
Actually, I visited with the lady that does personal property just in the hallway just a minute ago.
Okay.
And they're going to do some checking on that. Years past, whenever the other place done that, we know golf carts are on site at the property. If they were removed for a few days during the wintertime when nobody's playing golf and then put back on, because there's people on that golf course constantly riding golf carts.
Yes, sir.
So we know that those things are out there, and they should be taxed on them. They shouldn't be given relief because they jump ship for a week or two, and the school district or any other of the taxing entities should suffer because of such a thing happening. And it happened in the past and was corrected by this board and by the former assessor. So anyway, we'll check into it. I think Chuck's office is taking care of it right as we speak, looking for it.
Okay. Thank you. And I know it has been said many times, you guys have a very important job, but it's a tough job. And I hope I never add to either the assessor, the clerk, county commissioner, or anybody else, make your jobs tougher. I do want to support. I want to be in constant communication and help where I can. And I think that's my role as not only the superintendent, but also as a citizen of this county. And Colonel, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
I'm typically not one to sit here and do a lot of. I've been on the board. This is my third year as commissioner. I appreciate this is the most interaction I think we've had with superintendents in the 3 years I've been here. So I really appreciate that. And I think it's great that you guys got together and said, hey, we're going to educate ourselves and be more involved, because I think it helps, even with the assessor's office before it gets to BOE. I think it's important. So I appreciate you guys taking the initiative to do that.
Mr. Chairman, I think as we move on, we need to move on this. But I would like to discuss these properties on here that one individual has, and I've asked that Chuck give us explain to us how this happened, and maybe it's a mistake, but I just would like to know. We've got, I believe, 18 properties on here, and only one of those properties even reaches above the 5%. It's 7.7%, and it's ag ground, which I thought they were going to get a 5% increase. But anyway, I'd just like to find out. There had to be something with 10 properties staying the same. Somebody had to talk to somebody and get those lowered. They had to. I mean, it's no. If everybody got a 5% increase.
Okay.
If you want me to, I'll be happy to answer.
I would like through them,
other people were talking a little bit.
You are more than welcome to defend yourself, because I don't want it to be an issue. I want to move on and be done.
Well, Danny's saying that somebody...
If you want to go ahead and speak to it, you gentlemen are more than welcome to. Mr. Kerbo, what time did you say you need to leave by?
About 5 minutes.
And this is an appeal either. They're not here to appeal.
It doesn't matter. He can bring it up if he wants to.
What are you doing that for, Donna? That kind of looked disrespectful to me.
I wasn't even looking at you. I was referring to Chuck.
Let me give you an opinion.
Yes, sir.
We've sat here for an hour.
Yes, sir.
And probably still not come to a conclusion.
My question is, the elephant in the room is are we going to make a motion to lower the 5% or whatever we're going to do, or are we going to go ahead and adjourn for the year? There's my question to you,
okay,
gentlemen.
This is my opinion. We've got an assessor, Chuck. It's his full-time job. Nothing else. Full-time job. There may be some problems. There may be some faults with what he's done. But I personally cannot see just going back and arbitrarily say we're going to go back what it was past year. I'm just not ready to do that.
Are you ready to not do that on all properties or just the increase that... I don't have a problem with the ones he assessed. The ones he assessed, I don't have a problem with. Because those are the ones he actually looked at. The ones I have a problem with are the ones that weren't assessed, weren't looked at, and they just did an automatic raise. I'm on that fence that Dr. Wilson's friend was on. I'm trying to find a gate, but you...
So what are you saying? What is a solution in your opinion?
I said I'm looking for a gate. I don't know.
I'm going to make a motion, and then we'll see where we go from there, and that'll put us in the conclusion that you're wanting to reach. I keep calling you Dr. Kerbo, but it's Colonel Kerbo.
Colonel Kerbo.
I'm going to make a motion Rich that Daly. All properties... All residential properties be put back to the 2014 values. Not including anything that's been set by this BOE.
And this is just residential you're talking about?
Yes. It's the only one that says we're in compliance, and that's what I want to. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, we have a motion to set all residential properties at the 2014 price, not including any that was heard by BOE.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to set all residential properties 2014 pricing, not including any that was heard by the BOE. Any further discussion?
I would like to make some other discussion.
Yes, sir.
When you do that, you're going to reduce the values of the properties that we have looked at. There could be properties that have a deck that was not on there. We're going to reduce the value of a number of properties that are along the lake that the land value was like $10,000, and we raised it to $50,000, some as high as $70,000. The motion that was made is not to the 5% increase. The motion that was made and seconded is to all residential properties, which includes all those that we reassessed and increased for whatever reason. And it would also include those that we decreased, because there were some that depreciation and different things went down. So you're going to change all those to 2014 value. If we're going to, if the board is looking to go with the 2013, 2014 values that were set ahead of me, I don't think it'd be the right thing to do, but why don't you just come on and just set all your values back to 13 and 14. That's what you're doing if you follow this motion, if you approve this motion.
But you're not excluding anything that he's gone out and reviewed. It's going to be increasing and decreasing properties all at once.
But it'll get you back to James's values.
Well, I've got an entire reassessment here.
My complaint is with the 5% that they did, or the 14,500 they didn't visit. My complaint's not with the ones they visited.
I thought his motion was for the.
He said all.
All residential.
No, he said all residential.
With a 5% increase, is that what you're saying, Brandon? Or?
I'm saying the ones that received the 5%. My beef is the ones that were not looked at.
And basically, that's where my beef is. I don't know how to get to the other residential properties. The ones he has reassessed, I have no problem with.
So,
and then I think you're
going
to have to make the motion, because you're the one who knows exactly what you want.
Well, we've got a motion and second.
We have a motion and second, but we haven't called a vote. We're still in discussion.
I'll withdraw my motion. We had a discussion. I'll withdraw my motion for more discussion. Withdraw your second, Randy.
I'll withdraw my second.
Sweet.
Okay, Brandon.
Yes, sir.
Have you got a motion?
No, sir.
Well, what were you telling us that you thought was wrong? Why didn't you can you make a motion?
It's my opinion the chairman should not make motions. I would entertain a motion to set the values of properties not assessed at the 2013-2014 is the same.
It
can be different. Majority would be the same, but it would be different.
So I would entertain a motion to set the values at the 2014 property pricing that had not been assessed.
For those that had not been assessed.
He was able to identify them to add the 5%, so how can he not identify them to take away the 5%?
Because we're going to have a programmer do this. I mean, these folks.
Donna, we have a motion. We have an entertainment of a motion on the floor.
Chuck, can you do that?
I'm confident that the programmer, computer programmer, it won't be easy. I spoke to him yesterday, but it can be done.
Well, to me, I think that sounds a little bit more fair than his original motion. And Brandon, say that one more time.
I would entertain a motion to set all the residential properties that has not been assessed at the 2014 prices, not including any that was heard by the BOE.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to set all the residential properties that were not assessed at the 2014 prices, not including any that were heard by the BOE. Is there any further discussion?
Yes, I'd like to discuss.
Go ahead.
We've heard some folks. We've had one say that his property was over-assessed, but we've had others say that they're under-assessed. We've even had some come to the BOE. One comes to mind that brought three properties. The first one was lowered, and he looked at the next two, and he said, now, let's dismiss those because they're okay. Those properties had received a 5% increase. I still think if this motion approves, you're defeating the purpose of getting property values closer to where they should be.
My answer to that, Mr. Assessor, is reassess them and get the property values right. We won't be getting closer. We'll be getting them right, hopefully, when you reassess them. So just to send out a blanket increase on things is just not my cup of tea.
Again, Danny, I would remind you that in 2006...
I'm not interested in what took place then, Chuck. I know exactly what took place then. We're talking about today and moving forward.
But what took place was an across-the-board increase. And today, you're saying an across-the-board is not right. In 07, there was nothing said against that. But in 015... new assessor here. You don't want to do that.
I'm trying to make this personal, aren't you, sir? The fact is that never before in the history...
Hold on. Because we are going to get... I'm trying to remember, so please don't... Were you on the Board of Equalization that was agreed with setting a price across the board?
I was here in 07.
Did you agree with doing it then?
The point is,
did you agree with it then?
The point, what happened, then, or Brandon, was
no.
There
no.
was. It,
Are
it
you
going
to answer my question?
Yes, I'm trying to.
No, it's a simple yes or no.
What? What's your question?
Did you vote on it then to get rid
there
of?
There was no vote. Brandon.
There was no vote. Thank you, Jim. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Is there any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. Is there any other BOE numbers that have not been handled? Gentlemen, do you want to stay in session and adjourn tomorrow via teleconference, or do you want to adjourn today?
Motion to adjourn this BOE 2015.
We have a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn the 2015 BOE. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Mr. Kerbo?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion
Thank
carries.
You for getting
That's all right.
Guys, enjoy it, but I'm out of here. I'm 15 minutes late.
Mr. Kerbo, thank you very much for coming in.